for last week, we're supposed to tell of what we think God wants us to be. And I think God wants me to be a man who can take responsibility and can make wise decisions.
God wants a man to love him and to treat others with a loving and caring heart.
Oh. So, in Revelation, God tells us that he's making a beautiful city for those of us that were like he wanted us to be. And he wants us to, he wants us to be just a good person, like, that helped the needy, helped people, like in the end of the chapter Colby read, the people that invited the stranger in and fed the people. He wants us to be good like that. And then if we get chosen, we'll be in that city. And he wants someone that'll fit into the city and be able to get along in the city, not selfish or anything. Heaven's going to be kind of like his dream city, and we should just get along and be a good person while we're there.
I think God wants me to be someone, a responsible man that can keep his head in the job that he's doing.
I think God wants me to be a better man by not being quick to judge or quick to anger, just be more of a patient man and do the things the way he did it. Like when they were beating him or being mean to him, he could have just got upset with them and just killed them all, but he was just patient and just went through it.
I think God wants me to be unselfish and hardworking.
I got a verse here in 1 Corinthians 13:13. But now, faith, hope, love, abide these three, but the greatest of these is love. And I think God wants me to be loving and think of others ahead of myself. So I was able to practice that a little bit this week. Blessing.
I think God wants my main focus in life to be to please him and seek him the best I can.
I think God wants me to be a man that sees what needs to be done, does it, and also is merciful and patient with other people.
I don't know exactly how things will be in a number of years, but I sure know what God wants me to be right now. So, I just want to be a man that does things that are right, not by, like Brother David said last Sunday, be a volunteer to do it, not just because you were brought up that way or you're scared to not do it, just because you know what's right and you need to do it.
I think God wants me not to be so outspoken. I ain't gonna talk too much and put other people's comforts in front of my own and make myself last, put others first.
I think God wants me to be a kind and loving and helpful man.
I think someone who's honest and respectful and someone that people can look up to if they are having struggles in life. I think you want someone that they can look up to and respect.
I think God wants me to be more patient through trials and unselfish and steadfast in trials.
Then the kingdom of heaven will be comparable to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the five bridegrooms. Five of them were foolish, five were prudent. For when the foolish took come out to meet him. And all those virgins arose and turned their lamps. The foolish said to the prudent, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. So the prudent answered, no, there will not be enough for us and you too. Go instead to the dealers to buy some for yourself. While they were going away to make a purchase, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in and then to wait for me and for their ship. Later, the other virgin also came, saying, Lord, Lord, open for us. But he answered, truly I say to you, I do not know you. Be on the alert then. For you do not know the day nor the hour. So that's a good example for us all to be ready. Some people say, well, maybe we'll wait till later. Let's start with the Lord. Start tomorrow. Oh, this time, right now, it doesn't matter. I'm done. We don't know when he's coming. So it's all going to be ready. And then it says, the Bible says, we should find the wise. The wise prepared for now. For it is just like a man about to go on a journey, he told his other slaves and entrusted sufficient seed. To one gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, each according to his ability, and he went on his journey. Immediately, the one who had received 5 talents went and traded with him and gained 5 more. The same manner, received the 2 talents, gained 2 more. But he who received the 1 talent went away and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master. Now after a long time, the master of those slaves came and served the council. The one who had received the 5 talents came up and brought 5 more talents, saying, Master, you entrusted me 5 talents, you entrusted 5 talents to me. See, I have gained 5 more talents. The master said to him, well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful to a few things, I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. Also, the one who had received the 2 talents came up and said, Master, you have trusted me 2 talents for me. See, I have gained 2 more talents. And the master said to me, well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful in a few things, I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. And the one also who had received the 1 talent came up and said, Master, I knew you'd be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering where you scattered in the seed. And I was afraid, and went away, and hid your talents in the ground. See, you have what is yours. But his master answered and said to him, wicked, lazy slave, you knew that I reap where I did not sow, and gathered where I scattered in the seed. Then you ought to have put my money in the bank, and on my arrival I would have received my money back with interest. Therefore, take away the talent from him and give it to the one who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more shall be given, and he will have abundance. But from one who does not have, even what he does have shall be taken away. Throw out the worthless slave into the outer darkness, and in that place where there will be weeping and gnashing. But when the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them from one another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will come to you, say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed of my fathers. Here at the kingdom, prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry, and you feed me, or thirsty, and you gave me something to drink? And when did we see you a stranger, and invite you in, or naked, and clothed you? When did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? The king will answer and say to them, truly I say to you, to the extent that you did it to one of these, my brothers, one brother, to whom he will also say to those on his left, depart from me, if you're cursed, into the eternal fire which has been prepared for the devil and his enemies. For I was hungry and gave you nothing to eat. I was thirsty and gave you nothing to drink. I was a stranger and you did not invite me. Naked and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison and you did not meet me. Then they themselves also answered, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or prison, and did not take care of them? Then he will answer them, truly I say to you, to the extent that you do not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to you. These will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Example of how we should be more loving, like the Savior was, like Jesus was, the people that we don't know even necessarily, the people we do know, we should try to be more compassionate, more loving, more kind, if possible. For us to be like that.
Next week for the lesson, boys, find us. Or give us examples in your life or someone in your life of, you know, with maybe your parents or someone you know visited somebody in prison or clothed somebody, you know, gave somebody food, clothes, or third, you know, just an example in your life or someone you know. Then what we read in the chapter this morning, or maybe an example of how you could do something like that.